Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we are delighted to welcome in Porter Moser, the
Go Ramblers,
the Loyola basketball coach. And Porter joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Porter. How are you?
Morning, Porter.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Oh, are you kidding? It's that time of year. This is one of the funnest days of the year. I know you guys had higher expectations, but I got to tell you, it was delightful to see it. Get to the NIT to win the conference again, 2 years running. Great moves for the program. It's just maybe the expectation level shifted a little bit last year with the Final Four. So I'm sure you're disappointed, but I think a lot of the alums were pleased with everything that's been going on.
You know what, guys? It's exactly right, the expectations. And I embrace those expectations because I put them on myself. And the fact that you've raised expectations of program doesn't have to be a bad thing. And the thing about that is, what would you rather have? Expectations like, oh, I just hope we compete and have a fan base. And I hope we keep it close. Like that's, I went through that when we got here. So I'm gut wrenched. Because for the guys, for Clayton and Marcus, because this was their last time, but I can't tell you, going through what we went through and being right there in the storm all year of the pressure these guys were under, the target everywhere we went, the crowds we faced, and the guys just handled it with class. They never, every practice they came ready to go. Every time there was never any infighting, anything with the team. And I'm so proud of them to win back-to-back conference championships. We fell one basket short in the conference tournament, you know, to advance to the championship game. And I sat there at Creighton a couple days ago in our walkthrough, and I pulled Marcus and Clay and a couple of the guys, and I said, I pointed up to the banner. Creighton had a banner that said Missouri Valley Conference Champions, and they had all these numbers of the years they won it. I said, what do you notice? Out of all those numbers, through the Tony Barone, the Dana Altman, the Greg McDermott years, not one time did Creighton win it back-to-back. It's very, very hard.
Right.
And so I'm gut-wrenched. Yeah, I'm gut-wrenched. I'm gut-wrenched that I'm not in the NCAA tournament. I'm in Hutchinson, Kansas right now recruiting. But I'm not disappointed, because disappointed is a word that takes a connotation on that you're disappointed in different people. I'm gut-wrenched, but I am so proud and blessed to coach this group, to coach Loyola, to win in back-to-back. And that's the thing that I got to process and move forward with.
Congratulations on that, Porter. And I think as people look at this year's field, everybody wants to know, because of what you guys accomplished last year, who's this year's Loyola? And that may not be a fair question to the Belmonts and to the Woffords, but when you look at this field, given your expertise, is there a Loyola in the offing? Is there a team out there that's capable of going on a little bit of a run that maybe people don't expect?
Yes, there is. And because one, Mike Young at Wofford does a great job, and they got some really good shooters. You got to be able to shoot the ball in this tournament. You got to have guys, because some teams that are not the so-called high major level and that really dominate their season, maybe sometimes they do it because they're just more athletic. They're just more athletic. Then you get up against Duke, and you're not going to out-athletic Zion Williamson. You're not going to out-athletic some of those teams. But you can get spacing, shooting, and you can really shoot it, and you got to be able to guard, because that's the things that get it. I think Buffalo really guards. Mm-hmm. I think they really have a high up-tempo offense with guys that can shoot it. You know, Buffalo got a good seed. I mean, that's a heck of a seed, and sometimes that plays into it. But I think you got to be able to shoot. I like Wofford. I like Buffalo. Like a lot of people, those are the easy choices. You can't say enough about Belmont. It's tough coming out of the first four to get to the final four, winning that many. That's never happened, I don't think. Did VCU do come out of the first four?
They did. Yeah, they did. They came out of the first four. That's the only one.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what's funny, Porter, is there's been a team that's come out of that and I think gotten to the Sweet 16 quite often. And VCU is the only one to the Final Four.
There's something to be said about that. Like, we were talking about it last night, a couple coaches. And, you know, that first four, sometimes you get the jitters out. Sometimes, yes, you have a short prep, a short turnaround, but sometimes you get that little mojo and you already felt the game under it, the pressures, you know, the first time jitters of the tournament are over. So, you know, don't count Belmont out.
Hmm. What do you think of Nevada? They obviously were a very good team a year ago. They brought everybody back. You beat them last year in the tournament. They beat you guys early this season. They've run afoul of some injury issues and just sort of run out of gas. But that's the kind of team that has tournament experience and a lot of seniors.
Absolutely. They're older, you know. You know, that's one thing we had last year. We had three seniors last year and two juniors. And, you know, you want to stay old. Nevada is older. I haven't really spent much time with the brackets because we jumped right into the NIT, traveled to Creighton, and I drove to Hutchinson yesterday and watched games all day. So I haven't, but I did see this. Last night when I finally sat down for dinner late, the ticker was going on, and I saw that first round matchup of Florida-Nevada.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, that could be the biggest heavyweight match in the first round. That is a monster. We played both those teams last year. And that is that's something that, you know, Nevada is older. Yes, they don't have the expectations. Now they can use that against them. But they're older. And the Martin brothers, they really, really excel on the big stage. And Florida showed they beat LSU, didn't they, down the stretch? That is something that that's going to be a good one. But you can't count about it out because they're old. They've been there. They got a chip on their shoulder. Someone asked me about Nevada yesterday about our game with them. And I said, heck, I mean, I remember seeing a tweet. They were in our arena, and they were all gathered up with their arms crossed looking up at the Final Four banner. And I said, oh, God.
Like, oh, boy. There you go.
I'm like, you don't tweet that out unless you're really, really confident. I think Nevada is very, very good, and they could surprise, even though they're not coming in here playing their best.
Porter, Bradley plays Michigan State today, and they're from the Missouri Valley Conference. You know them well. They had a situation last week, and they didn't handle particularly well. Banned the reporter from practice. Brian Wardle ended up making up and apologizing to Dave Reynolds from the Peoria Journal Star. Not the way you would want a team from your conference handling the moment, and it's almost as if they didn't pay attention to the way that you guys, Loyola, embraced everything that happened to you last year. Did you get involved in that? Did you have an opinion? Because I know you know the program really well.
Yeah, I didn't get involved in it for sure. I didn't get involved in it. I stayed about a million miles away from it, as a matter of fact. But, you know, I know both sides, and it's a shame. I mean, I know Brian. I know the Bradley program. Great, classy people. I know Dave Reynolds, great, classy person. I know both sides, and it's unfortunate that happened because you got two sides of really good people, and hopefully they can move on from it. And it sounds like they did, and that's a good thing to move on for it because, you know, the bottom line is it's about the student athletes. That's what I wanted so much. I wanted the world to know Clayton Custer, Marcus Towne, Dante Ingram, you know, Andre Jackson, Ben Richards. You want the world to know these guys. And that's what I went in there with the approach. And it's unfortunate. I hope it sounds like they moved on, and that's good for the student athletes. And I hope for everybody, all the stories the last couple of days and today and tomorrow moving forward is about Bradley's tough kids. They really, you know, Darryl Brown's a heck of a player. And, you know, I hope it's about those guys.
Porter, what's going on with you guys? I know that Brian Mullen's gone to Southern, right? So you'll have an opening on your staff. There's tons of rumors about you, mostly started by David. No, I'm just kidding. What's happening with you guys? How are you going to be able to come back next year? I know you got maybe your best recruiting class coming in.
Absolutely. First of all, I can't say enough. I'm so excited for Brian Mullins. I mean, he has been a tireless worker, a loyal friend, a co-coach with me as well as my other assistants. I've been very vocal about all my assistants. I've been through this before. I've gotten posts from my assistants. I mean, you look at all the long list of assistants that I've had, and I guess, well, what are you going to do? And you know what I'm going to do is what my father taught me. Surround yourself with great people. And, you know, we'll get another one. But Brian, going to Southern Illinois is a great fit for him. He played there. He's wired he's wired to win. I mean, he's going to be a first class person. And, I just think it's a great fit for him. And that's my fifth. I have five current former assistant coaches that are now head D1 coaches.
Wow.
Five current ones. And
that's a tree.
That's not to count with some of the assistants like Manuel Dildy, Armand Gates, Daniel Robinson, guys that I've had here. And I'm so happy for him because head jobs are hard to get.
Yeah.
You know, Mully is exaggerating, Porter, about the rumors that I've started about you. The only one that I would put some credence in. Are you going to a TV studio during the tournament?
I drug out that answer because I thought you were not going to follow up with that one. I hope I do. My agent and I, I've been contacted to do some things at the Final Four. We'll see, but I'm supposed to talk with my agent today for some of the TV. I hope I do. I hope I do. You know, I enjoy that. I enjoy, you know, the media and everything, and I the analyst part of it. So I hope I do. I better look at the damn brackets if I'm going to.
Yeah, you better. And is your agent talking to any athletic directors?
Yeah, like first round, I'm taking the Ramblers over Miami. That's my pick. So much I've looked at the brackets.
So is your agent talking to any athletic directors? Or do you expect, you know, Porter, you handled it last year after the run that you guys went on, obviously. And that's not going to go away. Your name is going to come up on lists. And how will you address that? And you're recruiting this week. Do you have to address that in conversations with guys you are recruiting?
You know, it's all part of it. You know, it is part of it. And I can tell you this. And I can tell you this because stuff swirls the last 3-4 weeks. And I say the same thing. I said the same thing. I called all my guys we recruited and about Brian. And I love our opportunity at Loyola. You know, some people say to me, oh, what are you going to do more than the Final Four, you know, at Loyola? I'm like, heck, there's so much more to do. You know, don't run from happiness. I love Chicago. I love the people at Loyola. I love the guys in our locker room, and I love the guys we're bringing in. And that's very, very hard to walk away from. And some, you know, the money and all that stuff. To me, happiness is family, friends, where you live, your situation, going to work every day. And obviously there's a money piece of that. I don't want to say naive and say there's no job out there for me. I'll never say that. But what I will say is I love Chicago. I love Loyola. And I'm more motivated now than ever because, like I said, it's not disappointment. It's gut-wrenching. And it's not because what anybody will write about me, say about me. It's about the expectations I put on myself. And I love what Cameron Krutwig said the other day at Creighton. We're sitting on the press conference podium. I got Custer on my right, Krutwig on my left, and it's gut-wrenching. It's Clayton's last game, and he's very emotional. We're emotional. And Krutwig starts saying the nicest things about Custer, and he says, you know what, though? What we've done with this program, it's going to be new faces but same expectations. How we do things, how we go about things, how we prepare, how we move forward and win. And that just motivated me, and I got chills saying that. We're going to do the same thing. We'll have some new faces. I'll have a new assistant coach. We'll have some new recruits. But the expectations and how we run things is the same, and I'm blessed to be the leader of that.
Great stuff, Porter. Thank you.
Thanks,
always
Porter.
A joy.
All right, boys. I know you didn't put yourself out there picking who's going to win, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Duke, Gonzaga, Purdue, and Kentucky, and I'm taking the Blue Devils. Zion Williamson, his tournament.
I took Michigan State over Duke, and I've got Carolina beating Michigan State in my final.
Hey, Carolina's a good pick. Everyone's picking Duke, but Carolina's a good pick. All the best, you guys.
Thanks so much, Porter.
Take care, buddy.
That is Porter Moser, Loyola's head basketball coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.